We welcome our guest, Ricky Williams. Ricky, how's things going?
Things are going great. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Are you excited about your new assignment?
You mean like my new coaching job?
It's going to be a coaching job?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm one of these guys who just really likes to stay busy. So I try to get my hand in as many things as I possibly can. And so this upcoming fall, I'm going to be doing a little television. I'm going to be doing some sports analysis for ESPN. And I'm also going to be doing a little bit of coaching on the collegiate level.
Oh, you are? Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be coaching collegiately?
Well, there's a university in San Antonio called the University of Incarnate Word, and I'll be helping out with the running backs there this season.
How were you approached to do the ESPN thing?
Well, so ESPN they started something new a couple years ago, giving a network to just a university. And fortunately for me, they chose the university I attended. So the University of Texas has its own ESPN network called Longhorn Network. And since, you know, I'm a high-profile celebrity from the university, they offered me the job last year. So I did several games last year, and it went so well that they presented me with a contract to do all the games this year. And so, it's worked out. It's worked out really well for me.
After playing 11 years in the NFL, how hard was it to give it up?
It was actually quite easy. Most people think that NFL is a dream. And I guess for me, I had so much success at an early age, I kind of was over it a long time ago. And so a lot of people know that I retired in 2004. And then when I came back with a very different approach. You know, I came back looking at, okay, how instead of, you know, football is the answer, football is going to, you know, be my dream, I kind of looked at, okay, how can I use football to work for me? And so I started to play football, but with the perspective of building relationships and building a skill set to prepare me for life after football. And I retired 2 years ago, not because I couldn't play anymore, but because I was ready to do something else.
How hard was it to be a running back? Because I believe you played in three different divisions. New Orleans is one division. Also, Miami is a different division in the AFC. And then a different division with Baltimore. Being a running back, is there a difference in those divisions?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a difference. You know, usually the divisions, they pick up players and they draft and they create their offenses and defenses to play against other teams in the division because you play each team twice. And so, like, when you go to a new division, regardless of what position you play, you usually have to learn a different style of football, both offense and defense. But, you know, for me, I enjoyed it. It kept the game interesting, and it helped me expand my game in really interesting ways.
To be a commentator, you have that insight on the game. So would you be keying mostly on how the running backs are doing, or maybe the offense instead of the defense, or just all of it?
Well, I mean, as an analyst, you talk about all of it, but, I mean, obviously I'm going to have, you know, probably a little bit more knowledge dealing with running backs and dealing with offense. But football is football, and, you know, just being around the game for so many years, I've got, you know, decent knowledge about defense. But a lot of what I talk about is really kind of the mental part of the game and, you know, sharing insight that people from the outside who've never played the game at a high level don't really get. So it's fun for me because, you know, it keeps me relevant, and also it's me talking about something that I, one, know a lot about, and two, I enjoy. And so it's a great way to share information or knowledge with people. I really enjoyed it last year, and I look forward to doing some more this year.
Our guest is Ricky Williams. Ricky, you mentioned that you experienced success at an early age. Take us back to that night of winning the Heisman Trophy. What kind of feeling did you have?
Well, you know, to be honest, I pretty much knew I was gonna win already. And, you know, it was at the end of a very successful season where I broke the all-time NCAA rushing record. And, you know, I guess the best I could say, it was a culmination to a really incredible season and a really incredible collegiate football career. And when I walked up there to accept the award, I really felt a lot of pride, and for my university, for all my friends and my families that supported me growing up. And to me winning it was so much more about my support group than it really was about me as an individual.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, they've come out today to talk about the Aaron Hernandez issue. What's your take on it?
Well, I mean, you know, it's football players are a cross section of society, and they are a cross section, yes, and also, you know, to play the game of football requires a different kind of person. I mean, you know, like the way that we approach the game, what we go through, the way we prepare, it takes a very special individual and a unique individual that requires a lot of intensity. And so, you know, for me, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, people expect football players to be different than the rest of people. But when you take a group of guys and you see, like, the, you know, what we go through and what we deal with and what the game requires of us, it doesn't surprise me that something like this would happen with a football player. I mean, I think it's unfortunate. I think the most unfortunate thing is probably the way that it's going to be covered as it moves forward, because I think it detracts, one, from the game, and two, you know, there's so many other things that we can focus our attention on that probably would be more productive.
Do you miss training camp?
I don't think anyone ever misses training camp, no.
Okay. How about the locker room, that locker room experience? Is that something that you will miss or something that you take from the game?
Well, I never really fit in, and so locker room wasn't always my favorite place. So, I mean, you know, I had a couple of friends here and there, but, you know, the one thing I will miss is, you know, when, and it's not all the time, it's when, if you find a special group of guys, you know, meaning a team, and during a special year when the guys really come together, and it's not necessarily the locker room, it's more on the field when you have 11 guys on the same page, 11 guys with one goal in mind, you know, the energy that creates is something that is just amazing. And it's not like it happened every day. You know, in my career, I probably experienced it, you know, less than 5% of the time. But when it was there, it was truly magical. And the cool thing about it, you know, like right now I'm doing a lot of different things, starting to get in some different businesses, and to be able to know what that's like and to be able to create that in other areas of my life off the football field, I still get to have that, and that's what's fun for me.
How was it playing in Canada? Because they throw the ball more.
Yeah, they do throw the ball more. It was almost like basketball because they have three downs, and so the game like switches, you know, switches back and forth, and it's a different football game. I mean, the rules are similar, but it's a game that moves faster, and it's more predicated on making big plays than it is on, you know, ball control or running the ball. It's really about big plays. And so it was fun, and it was a chance for me to expand my game and turn into more of a big play kind of player.
Now, you mentioned coaching.
I'll coach running backs, but also help out. I mean, so it's a Division I school, but they've only been around, their football program has only been around, this is the fifth year. And so they're making a transition this year to Division I, and so it's a lot of young players. So, yeah, I'll be working with the running backs, but I think I'll also be serving as a bit of a mentor for these kids. And you know, what I would like to get out of it is just to see, you know, what kind of teacher I am and that milieu. You know, it's one thing to talk to kids in a classroom, but to go on a football field and to see, you know, how I can transfer the knowledge and the information I have over to these kids in a way that shows up as them becoming better football players and hopefully better young men.
As we wrap things up, Ricky, how hard is it to prepare for an ESPN broadcast?
You know, like for me, I really didn't have any expectation. You know, the first game I did, I remember I just got some game film of the last game, just to kind of get familiar with the players' names, and you know, football is always changing so much. So just to become familiar with the game. And then for me, it's really just about being comfortable in front of the camera, being comfortable talking about something you know. And so I didn't do much preparation, and I had enough shots at it that I got better each game. And And I guess I did well enough to get offered another job, another shot at it.
It is our guest, Ricky Williams, running back in the NFL. Ricky, thanks for your time, and we wish you continued success.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's Ricky Williams.